We are learning Maseches Megillah, Daf Ches Amud Beis, and we are beginning the Mishnah on Daf Ches Amud Beis, Ein Bein, and not Ein Bein, the differences between two things. Ein Bein Mitzayra Muskul and Mitzayra Mukhlet. There's a Mitzayra Muskul and Mitzayra Mukhlet. What are the two things? A Mitzayra, when he finds a Nega, he shows it to the Kayin. And if the Kayin doesn't find any Simari Tumma in the Nega, for example, sometimes you need a white hair, sometimes you need it to be spread. So what they do is they wait a week. And they see if it spread. If it didn't spread, they wait another week. That's called musker. And if after 2 weeks, nothing happens, no simani tuma, he's tar. Mashiach the mukhlet means that there was simani tuma. Then he has a different process. So what is the difference between the two?
The nega is not tuma.
The nega is tame, 100% is tame. But there are differences between the tame musker and tame mukhlet. Mukhlet means he has simani tuma, and musker does not have simani tuma, but he gets locked up for a week. Or two, and he might have to go out of his house also as well. So let's see the Mishnah. Ein bein mitzayra muskul mitzayra mukhlet, ela priya ufrima. The only difference is priya ufrima. And there's a third thing, the pasuk asafam yata, which means, it says in the pasuk, God of yufrumim, which means your clothing should be ripped, but roish yufrua, your head should be uncovered. It's machlokes, it means they grow the hair. It's machlokes tanoim, second married cotton. If it means they grow the hair or they uncover the hair. And it says, asafam yata, they cover their face, but tamay tam yikra, and they tamay tam yikra. Now, tamay tam yikra, pastures will be by both, muskar and mukhlin. But priya frima is an afkamina. And when, or not an afkamina is when you go through a tahara process. The halacha is, when he wants to be tar, he has to take a haircut, which means he shaves off all his hair of his body, and he uses two birds. And actually, the next day, the halacha is, he brings an asham and a loik shemen. That would also be a difference between, but Rashi later on in the sugya says that our Mishnah does not mention that, because we're not talking about the Yom HaShmini. That's the eighth day, when he wants to go back in, he brings the carbon asham and loik shemen. That's the beginning of Parashat Mitzrayim, where it says that of zayis tias taras hamitzrayim v'yem tarasa v'val koyin. So it says the yotz al koyin chutz amachna. He saw a nirpenega taras, and he brings two tziparim, and they shech the tziparim, and they shave off all his hair, and they sit out of the oil of shivas yamim. And on the seventh day, they shave off all the hair again, the second time. And all his beard, everything, and he goes to the mikvah again, and then he goes, v'yom hashmini, he brings a carbon. So the process is like this. On the day he's tar, the kohen sees he's tar, he brings two birds, and they shech the birds, and they shech one bird, the other one they throw away, and he spritzes the dam of that bird on the mitzayra, and he goes to the mikvah, he shaves all his hair, and he waits a week, and then again he shaves all his hair. And then on the eighth day, he brings the kabbonis. So that whole tahara process is only for Mitzrayim Mukhlet, not Mitzrayim Musker. And that's the not enough kabbonis. That's the end of the mission. So the first of the mission is while the tamay difference is the guy Priya Frima, and Legavi the tahara process is also an afkamina. What?
What's the tahara process?
No tahara process. Go to mikvah, that's all. Just go to mikvah, that's it. Zog to Gemara. Hola inya shiluach v'tumah zeva zashavim. Regarding shiluach, which means they have to go out of the city, if someone's a mitzari, even a musker has to go out of the city. Vituma, which means all the chaymer of the tuma that says by mitzari, that is equal to both of them. It's actually a machlekes if they have mishkav and moishav, but whatever the chaymer tuma is, they're equal. One of the tumas of mitzari that are unique to mitzari is, it's called tumas bia. If it goes into the house, together all the kalim, everything is tame. That's why we tell the mitzari to get everything out of the house before you check him out. Matzar in a house is like a tumah mace. He makes the whole thing. It's like a mace. That's matzar chashav kemace because he makes the whole house tumah. That's one uniqueness. What? Sorry, matzar. Yeah. Zok to Gemara Vayta. We know animili. All in shluach with tumah zev zeshav. That's the same. No animili. We let's look darshes on the pesukim. We know animili. Tana Rashi Moav by Yitzchak Kameid Rav Huna. V'tiroy akoyim misapachasi v'chibes v'godov v'tahar. So this pasuk is talking about someone who is only a musker. So it says that he comes b'yom hashvi'i. The kohen put him aside for a week, and then he came b'yom hashvi'i, and he sees that it's not no simani tuma. It says v'roa kohen b'yom hashvi'i hine hanega v'roa kohen oisav b'yom hashvi'i sheinis v'hine kaya hanega v'lipasa hanega ba'or But tiaray hakoyen misapachasi v'chibes begodov v'toher. He washes in his begodov v'tar. His toivel means his toivel, and he is tar. He needs tefillah. His clothing needs tefillah. He's tar. That's what pasuk says. And the lashon of tar with darshaning is that it sounds like he always was tar. That's not what darshan. The word v'toher sounds like he always was tar. Because it doesn't say v'yitar. It says v'tar, which mashmah he was always tar. So more darshans from that. Tar mefriya uprima mi'ikara. That's the way you read it. Tar mefriya uprima mi'ikara. He always was tar from priya uprima. That's the drasha of the Gemara. Omle Rava, is that a drasha? That's called real drasha? El miyata gabe zav dechsiv v'chibes v'god of a tahir. By the zav, it says, they count shivas shivanakim. It says, v'chibes v'god of rochav sorry mayim v'chayim v'tar. So there, hosa mai v'tar mikariko. Where there in the darshan it means he was tar from something mikara. Elo, what does it mean v'tar? Which sounds like not that I'm going to do a maisa. It sounds like I was tar. Elo tar hashto matamik licheres behesit. Afigav the hard dechazi loy matam lafreya. Let's explain this line outside, and we'll read it again inside. The halacha is that shivan nekiim even a mixes hayoyim kikulot. That's the halacha on the seventh day. You don't have to complete the seventh day of Nekiyim. If you wake up seventh day in the morning, you're clean, you can really go to the mikvah. But there's one catch. If he sees that day discharge of Zav, El Mefreya be Oiker is all Shiva Nekiyim. So what happens if he wakes up in the morning, goes to the mikvah, afterwards he touches a bunch of things, and then he has discharge. So it comes to Mefreya, who is Tameh. What's the halacha with those things? So Rav is saying there's an afgamina. Everything he touched is Tameh now. But there's a certain tumah that's special for Zav, it's called Heset, which means I have a Kli Cheres that's closed and it can't become Tameh because Kli Cheres only becomes Tameh from the inside, and I move it, it becomes Tameh. And that's called Heset. That will not be Tahar even though it works to Mafreya. Had it not be Tameh even though it became Tameh Mafreya, will not be Tameh even if it became Tameh Mafreya. Why? From the words of Tar, we dash the words of Tar, and it's near those words of Tar are near the din of Heset, and therefore we dash it for that. Let's read it inside. Ella, you know what Tar means? Ella, Tar, Hashto Motamik, the Cheres Behesed. Afagav the Hadachaz, even afterwards, he sees afterwards, and he's Oiker holding my Freya, Loy Motamik, my Freya. Hachinami by Mitzoyro, Tar, Hashto Motamik, Biel, my Freya. In a case where his Nega went away, and then it came back, with Simani Tumam. So now, if even though everything else would be Tamei Lemafreya, but if he went into a house in between, he became Tar to when Nega came back, that will be Tar. That's what learned after Jonah Tar. So that can't be the Makar. We're looking for Makar, that Priya Frima is Mutter by a Tzaira Musker. We don't have a Makar fit. Why don't we have a Makar fit? Because the word v'tahir, we thought maybe be for this, because the master you always v'tahir, so it's not a drasha. We have the same words by Zav, and there doesn't mean there was always a kula in the tumma. So elamai just means a special kula regarding the halachas of l'mafreya. If something comes back, is a mut l'mafreya. So he said by Zav, it's a ge'a heset, and by v'tahir, it's a ge'a bia, which is going into the house. So now, how do we know priya frimo, which means growing your hair and ripped clothing, how do you know you don't have that by a musker? Elamarava Mahacha from this pasuk. Vatzaruah shabaya nega begodav yufrumim roish yipurua. It says vatzaruah shaboy hanega, and we darshin misha tzarasa tala begufoy yotzesh ein tzarasa tala begufoy ela beyamim. By mitzayra, once he's certified mitzayra, it's tali in that nega getting better. The only way it becomes tahar is the nega gets better. Mashenkin a musker, the nega doesn't have to get better. As long as it doesn't show Simoni Tuma, he's tar. So it says in the pasuk, these are halachas of Priya Frima, about Tzeruah Sheboi Hanega, something that's totally begufa. Misha Tzeruah Tzeruah Begufa, Yotze Zesh, In Tzeruah Tzeruah Begufa, El B'yom. Omle Abai El Miata, the pasuk that says, Kol Yimei Ashenega Bo Yitma, so in that pasuk it says, Kol Yimei Ashenega Bo Yitma, Tomihu, Bodod Yeshem Chutzum Achna Meishavai. So maybe you'll say, Misha tzaras the talib gufa yutan shaluach. He has to go out of the machna. Vash ain't tzaras talib gufa ain't tan shaluach. It says here boy. Also, Asha boy yanega boy. And we just said boy means dafka, something that's tali in muklid. So we said before everyone goes outside the machna, even a musker. So what's going on? So the Gemara says, "And v'chitei ma'halachinami, maybe echinami, he's no shluach. V'aktoni im bein mitzrayim muskul mitzrayim muklet al free or free mali and shluach with a tamuya via zev zashan. They're both equal. On Malay, no, I'll tell you the drasha. You may call your male rabbis. You're right. Ashaboy will be a problem. It says call your male. Don't say you may call your male, and that's marba mitzrayim muskur lishluach. It's not lishluach. Ad kan should be two dots here. Ad kan Gemara." Now, it's at the end of the Mishnah, the difference between muskur and muchlet b'shas tahira is taglachas utzaparim, the haircut, shaving all body, and the birds. My timer, what's the makar for that? My timer loy. The k'toni ain bein tarim b'techeskel tarim b'techuklet or the glachas utzaparim. On Abaya, what's the difference? How do you know that only this has taglachas? Only a muchlet, which means a certified mitzora, has din of taglachas utzaparim and not a muskur. On Abaya makra. So because it says in the parasha of Taglachas Abaram, the coin goes out l'machna v'hinei nirpa hanega. We know the guy Musker is not pulling nirpa hanega. It's only the simani tuma. It's only the yomim. You wait a certain amount of days. Therefore, we see from here the whole din of taglachas sabarim is only by someone who's totally in your refuah, in fixing naga, and not in being wrapped up for a week to see if he has somebody tumma. At kan the halachas of mitzora muska mitzora muchlet say legabe the tumma, the process while you're tumma, which means there's a difference between priya and frima, and say legabe the tahara process, which is the difference between taglachas sabarim. We spoke out there's a difference also legabe the osham and the loik shaman also. The Mishnah doesn't mention that, because the Mishnah doesn't mention Yom HaShmini, your eighth day of process, but that's also enough, because there's no din of carbon either by Mitzayra Mukhlet.